This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app, the official broadcasting partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Very happy right now to be joined by friend of the show, chairman and CEO, owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt, joins us on the show today. Clark, it's good talking to you again.
Hey, great to be on with you today. Today's an exciting day here, getting some really good players.
Absolutely. Before we get going, I saw the picture earlier with everybody in the staff wearing the All Juice Team shirts as someone who was really close to Therese, to see you guys support for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Therese was somebody who was an incredibly special person, somebody who did an awesome job of covering the Chiefs for 6 or 7 years, somebody that I always enjoyed talking to. His preparation was incredible, somebody that always brought a smile to your face. We're incredibly, sorry for his loss, and our thoughts are with his family and his fiance as well.
So moving to the football, last time we talked to you heading into the Super Bowl, everything had been going nearly perfect for the Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously, the result wasn't what you expected. What have the last months been like after the Super Bowl?
Well, obviously, the Super Bowl itself was incredibly disappointing, coming on the heels of one of the greatest seasons in franchise history. The one silver lining from a bad experience like losing the Super Bowl is it gives you an incredible motivation to work really hard to try to get back on top. And that's exactly what Brett Veach and his staff have done over the last 6-7 weeks. You look at what they've done in free agency, what they've done over the last couple of days in the draft, and then, of course, the Orlando Brown trade. He's really revamped the entire offensive line, which was one of our issues against the Bucs. And so I think as we head into 2021, Patrick's really going to be playing behind the best offensive line he's had a chance to play behind yet. I know he's excited about it. Andy Reid's excited about it. So great job by Brett and his team.
You're one of the few people that can answer this. Which was the greater feeling, the joy of winning the Super Bowl or the pain of losing the Super Bowl?
Very hard question to answer. Usually the losses are harder than any victory. I always say that, for every loss, it takes 2 or 3 victories to emotionally get you over it. Certainly Super Bowl 54 and the joy of winning the Super Bowl 50 years after the team had won its first Super Bowl, I'll never be able to adequately put that into words. So I don't know that I can compare them. On the one hand, it was great, and on the other hand, it was very, very disappointing.
You called this potentially the greatest offensive line that Patrick has played behind. I feel like Brett and the front office was in the same position they were after the AFC Championship loss. You had to completely retool one part of the team to get it up to a championship level. How would you evaluate the job they've done with going to have 5 new starters on that O-line?
Yeah, well, I think that's a really interesting comparison. And you're exactly right. Coming off the AFC Championship loss, 2 years ago, there was a lot of work that had to happen on the defensive side. And Brett did a great job of bringing in some free agents, Tyrann Mathieu, Frank Clark, drafting some players to add to the mix, and really turned what had been a weakness into a strength. And I think in a lot of ways he's done the same thing here in the last 2 months with offensive line. I would mention that before we had the injuries, we had a very good offensive line last year. And I don't want to minimize the talent or the effort of that group of players. Fisher and Schwartz and their teammates, they did a fantastic job for us in many cases for almost a decade. So that was a great line, but unfortunately through injury, we were, down to some backups by the time we got to the Super Bowl. And just the way things played out in the offseason, Brett really needed to make it a focus and to revamp it. And you're right, as we stare at next year, we're looking at probably five new starters on the offensive line versus what we had last year. So it's going to be completely revamped. But I think the great news is it's not with unknown players, right? We're getting a Pro Bowl left tackle, a Pro Bowl left guard. We've brought in some veterans that have experience playing on the interior. We drafted Creed Humphrey yesterday to add to the mix. So I think we've got a lot to look forward to, and I would give Brett very high marks for the job he's done.
Right now we're talking to the owner and chairman of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt. This has been an offseason of big swings. One big swing was Trent Williams. We've kind of heard some different reports about how close Kansas City was to Trent Williams. We weren't talking about chump change here. Trent Williams signed a six-year, $130 million deal. How involved were you in the pursuit of Trent Williams?
Yeah, well, any time that we're involved in a trade or the signing of a player to an expensive long-term contract, I'm always going to be in those discussions with both Brett and Andy and their staffs. And, certainly on the one hand, it didn't work out for us with Trent, but we were able to bounce back from that a few weeks later with signing Orlando. And there's a lot to like about both players and their situation, so I don't want to get into comparing them. But we certainly, feel like we ended up in a good place with Orlando. And I tell you what, I've had a couple of conversations with him since we made the trade, and he might be one of the most articulate young men who is so excited to be a Kansas City Chief. I don't really remember somebody, who's reached out to me just to express how excited he is to be coming here. And he's coming from a very good situation in Baltimore. I mean, that's a fantastic team and organization. But he's somebody that I think our fans are really going to embrace, and he wants to be a Kansas City Chief.
Orlando was actually on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I told him that I was surprised we were even having that conversation. When we were talking about potential left tackles for the Chiefs, his name didn't really come up because I didn't think there was a chance that Baltimore would trade a left tackle to Kansas City. How surprised were you that Baltimore was willing to make a deal with you guys, given you two's track record?
To tell the truth, I was very surprised. And I give Brett and his staff a lot of credit for how they managed that process. They knew that if they were too early in pursuing Orlando, that it would probably backfire and we wouldn't be able to get him. And so they exercised some patience and waited till we were getting pretty close to the draft. And usually those type of deals happen close to the draft, before the draft, a week or so. And they just felt that the opportunity was there, and they struck. And it wasn't an easy deal to get done. Certainly, I think the Ravens had a little bit of concern about sending him our way. But at the end of the day, Brett was able to get it done for what I think was very reasonable compensation, given the quality of the player we're getting. So great job by Brett.
One thing I haven't heard you comment on is Alex Smith. You obviously have a great history with Alex Smith. He retired. You know everything that he's been through. What do you think of sort of his retiring and moving on to the next phase of his life?
Yeah, well, thank you for giving me an opportunity to talk about Alex, because certainly if you look at the recent history of the Kansas City Chiefs, you cannot speak highly enough about Alex Smith and everything he brought to our organization. He came in with Andy Reid to a situation, where the team had really, really struggled, particularly at the quarterback situation at that position. And overnight made us one of the better teams in the league. I mean, we started that first year with Alex and Andy. We won 9 straight games. And Alex certainly gets a lot of credit for that. There's been a lot of talk about the job that he did in mentoring Patrick Mahomes and how he handled that, the class individual that he was. And I just can't speak highly enough about his time here in Kansas City. And then we all know his recovery from the horrific injury in Washington over the last 2 or 3 years. Very, very sad that that was part of his career. But again, I respect him tremendously for being willing to come back from an injury that many people would have hung up their cleats and said, I can't play football anymore. And I certainly wish him all the best in retirement. I hope we get to see him in Kansas City sometimes. Certainly the door is always open here.
I have to ask you a question about Patrick Mahomes. You know that there is a certain quota I have to hit with asking you questions about him. One thing that I think you guys do incredibly well that I don't know if it's too common around the NFL is you guys always go above and beyond, I think, to give Patrick the support he needs. He needs a running back. You draft one in round one. He needs a new offensive line. You do it. How important is it as an organization to give him the resources he needs to go out and be great?
Yeah. Well, I think that's a core part of the philosophy of how Brett has built the Chiefs, and also I think it's consistent with Andy Reid's mindset in terms of how you make a strength an even bigger strength. Clearly, we're fortunate to have Patrick here in Kansas City, you know, probably the greatest quarterback of his generation. And I know he's only 3 or 4 years into his career, but, you know, certainly he's gotten off on a very fast start. And, you know, Brett and Andy have made it a focus to give him the tools that he needs to show his talent, because they think that's the best way for the Kansas City Chiefs to win. So it's definitely part of the philosophy, and Brett's done a great job with it here over the last few years.
Every time you and I talk, there's a new update with Patrick Mahomes' life. He is now a minority owner with the Kansas City Royals. He is now a father. What advice have you given him about being an owner? What advice have you given him about being a new father?
Yeah, well, we actually haven't talked about being an owner. But I know he'll be a good one. We all know what a great baseball player Patrick was earlier in his career. And I just think he has a tremendous demeanor and way about him. And I'm sure he'll be a big asset for the Royals, regardless of how they choose to use him in the organization. As a father, he and I have had a little conversation. I've got two girls. You know, mine are a little bit older than his, but we've talked about just how precious and beautiful little girls are and what a blessing they are. So I know he's going to be an incredible father as well.
This upcoming season should be different than any season we've seen before. We're adding another regular season game, which you guys are going to be hosting against the Green Bay Packers, also trying to get back to full capacity. How excited are you to get back to, quote unquote, life as normal?
Yeah, well, I think we all are, right? Regardless of you know, what you do, where you work, what you enjoy doing from a pastime, you know, being able to get back to normal is incredibly important. And the faster we can do it, I think it's, you know, better for everybody. We're certainly hopeful in the National Football League that we're going to be able to have full stadiums this fall. There are, you know, some hurdles that have to be jumped over between now and then. The rollout of the vaccine, that's got to continue to go well. But we're very excited about the prospect of being able to have a full Arrowhead Stadium. A full Arrowhead is a big asset for the Kansas City Chiefs in terms of helping our football team win games. So the sooner that can happen, the better. We're certainly planning on it, and I look forward to seeing our fans, you know, back at Arrowhead and tailgating before the game.
So Patrick's excited about it. I'm excited about it. Kansas City is excited about it. Whataburger is coming into town. They're putting a food truck outside Kauffman Stadium. Is there any chance that we could get this food truck outside Arrowhead Stadium?
Well, I read about the food truck, and I thought that was a fun thing for them to do. I know what a fan Patrick is of Whataburger, so we'll just have to see how that goes.
I'm imagining that you love Whataburger. Like, you're from Texas, you spent a lot of time in Texas. I'm imagining you love it the same way I do.
I like any hamburger, but the truth is I don't like my hamburgers nearly as much as Andy.
No, I don't know if anybody does. That is Clark Hunt. He is the chairman. He is the CEO, the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. He's also friend of the drive, joining us today as the Chiefs continue what has been a stellar offseason for them. Clark, it's always an honor to get a chance to talk to you and keep us updated on what's happening with the team. Thanks for coming on.
Will do. Thank you very much.